we lived immediately very close to Maxilla, and I also thought, what a horrible place. But then we went in and we got hooked. It was so wonderful. And especially when you are first-time mother and you don't know what to do with yourself. And we lived literally around the corner in Kingsdown Close, the first flat that we went. And it was like a haven. So I could go and meet moms and just spend time. And yeah, we were regulars as well. It's so industrial, and the Westway above, we just think like, whoa, this is the place, not the place for children. But then the center was beautifully run, really welcoming, and really like lovely structured, and the garden, and really drop-ins made a huge difference to you know, when you're becoming a mom and you're kind of off work and you're really like disorganized and you don't know really how to start. It's really lovely to have some support and build your, as we say, support network, you know, with other moms that if you need help. Or,
yeah. I agree. It looks terrible from the outside, and as soon as you come in, it's welcoming, warm, amazingly run, lovely staff, nice mothers, amazing activities, messy activities, which other nurseries or playgroups never did.
Well, it simply helped me to kind of become more community involved, because, you know, we were reasonably new in London, so it was nice to meet other parents, and it was lovely, as you said, the easy transition from the drop-ins then to being accepted to the nursery and take part in nursery life. Yeah, and then I became parent governor, so it was also an interesting experience to kind of be more involved in nursery life. Very nice.
Yes, meeting other mothers, getting advice from the teachers there, doing activities which you wouldn't have done at home, and then continuing doing them at home, and using the, what were the tricycles outside? There was a whole range of tricycles and scooters, and the children could use them in the summer.
Still lasting relationships. We still know each other, and as I compare to the present nursery, my younger child goes, and I only pass parents, and we only say hello to each other. In Maxilla, we had time to spend some time, and you know, and it went further. We then formed kind of like mom's group. We would go to dinner sometimes.
Yes,
mom's
yes,
only.
Yeah.
It was so nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To the Thai restaurant. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Loving and professional at the same time. So an amazing mixture of being very close to the parents, but also being able to take a step back and being very objective and professional. Especially somebody at the door who took the register. What was her name again?
Anne-Marie.
She was like the front woman who always had time to talk about really insignificant things that anybody else would find boring.
Very sweet.
Your child hadn't slept through the night, and she would ask, you know, how many hours did he sleep and all those things, which I thought was amazing to have the patience to speak to all these mothers coming in and out.
Yeah. So there was this drop-ins. They were run 3 times a week, and it was handy. Kind of, you know, at first I wanted to check different places like Dalcano, Ellis Booker, but it was really nice to go to the same place and meet with the same bunch of children and mothers. So yeah, all the drop-ins, I think from about when my Leo reached 1 year old and he could walk and he really needed some social life. It was our social life.
I used the playgroup, I think, from 2012, and then the nursery my daughter attended from 2014, beginning of 2014 up to the summer of 2015. And then I did courses as well, sugar, craft, I think, and messy play.
And also then being parent governor, we would run the parents forum, and it was interesting as well, always good experience, and also like socializing with other parents
and
brushing through what could be improved. There wasn't much to be improved.
No, it was really perfect.
Nice. Yeah, and such a pity. It's just unbelievable that it's gone. Unbelievable. Such a really useful service for moms. Yeah, simply great memory, and kind of, well, I still have this seed of hope that it will come back, because it was such a lovely place and really useful. And it was very cruel, really, you know, all the process of closing and talking to council, you know, and having witness all this kind of, I don't even know really, was it political or was it for real? You know, they couldn't sponsor this place or they couldn't help it survive. They excuse us that there was no room for it, but then again the place is still there, empty. So of course if I could wave a magic wand, I would wave it.
Me too. Yeah. Immediately. With the same stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely, exactly, you know. This is what we've lost.
Because that meant that was a big part of it. It wasn't just the building, it was the people who worked there. Garden was like when I first saw it, when my husband and I went, we couldn't believe it. We just couldn't believe that something like this existed in the middle of London. You know, hilly little hills and slightly dangerous areas, which hadn't been closed down due to health and safety over the years. Lovely, green,
like a little
adventurous
park.
Like
a little park they could use every day.
Yes,
really great.
Yeah, my daughter loved it. The animals.
Simply, you know, the place that was and still is close to the heart, and if there could be anything done to revive it, I would just raise both my hands and help to do it. We tried, as a parents' governance, we tried. We went to all sorts of political meetings with the banners, Save Maxilla. It doesn't work. So I don't know really, but it's needed, you know. And this, and especially our world, not in Barnes, it is kind of deprived of places. And now there is nowhere to meet. There isn't for moms. So, and it was a nice mixture of people, you know, from different backgrounds. And this was really, really priceless. For childminders, parents, moms, dads, granddads. It was really lovely.
Mm.